You're welcome back to the news at one. The turmoil unleashed by Donald Trump's tariffs announcement continues today, with the reverberations being felt on a number of fronts. Those tariffs begin to take effect tomorrow and will kick in fully next week. The International Monetary Fund has warned they pose a significant risk to the global economy. China has become the first country to retaliate, with the government there saying it will impose additional tariffs of 34% on imports from the United States. It has also barred several American companies from doing business in China, and it has announced controls on a number of rare earth metals. These are used in everything from electric cars to high-tech weaponry. Meanwhile, in Dublin, the Labour Employer Economic Forum has been meeting. That's the group made up of government, employers and trade unions. On his way into that gathering, Ian Talbot, who's the CEO of Chambers Ireland, said Ireland and the EU should avoid escalating tensions.
We need a calm and muted response at the moment. I mean, clearly we're heading into a period of great uncertainty and unpredictability. And what that's going to mean is the companies are going to be very reluctant to invest while this uncertainty is going on. So we do need a resolution, obviously, to our trade relationship with the US. But we also need to be looking at other markets. 87% of trade doesn't involve the US. So let's look to some of our traditional markets, the UK, making more of the single market and making more of our free trade agreements as well. There's a risk that there's a global trade restructuring arising from this. But also, you look at the reaction of things like the US stock market yesterday. I mean, clearly the global world is in shock at what's happened. So things actually might reverse quicker than we think as well. And that's the unpredictability of the situation we find ourselves in.
Ian Talbot there of Chambers Ireland. Owen Reedy, the General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, was also at that meeting. And he joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
What did the government say to you this morning about the likely impact of the tariffs on jobs here?
Well, this morning was a good meeting. I think it's important to engage. It was very timely, and it's good to see if the unions, the employers and the government can work together on this challenging issue. To be fair, I think pretty much everything the government said to us today has been ventilated in the media in the last 24, 48 hours. I think the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste and the ministers that have commented on RTE and other media outlets have been fairly transparent on this. Obviously, there is uncertainty, there is concern, and we need to try and manage this situation. I think today's engagement was to get a sense of what are the priorities for business and, from our point of view, what are the priorities for the trade union movement.
We don't know how the EU will retaliate, and we don't know if America is willing to negotiate. So is it too early to say what the impact will be on the Irish economy and indeed on jobs here?
Yeah, I mean, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And, you know, this is a kind of a, I'm not saying it's a slow burn, but it's something that we're going to see the ramifications of over time, unless obviously negotiations take place and the tariffs are withdrawn. And it's unlikely that they will be withdrawn, but hopefully they can be mitigated. But there's a couple of important things I think we can do. And Ireland has to look at what it can do as part of the EU, but independently. The first fundamental thing we believe needs to be done is that we need to protect jobs and as many jobs as we can. And I think we have to learn from the history of this when we've had crises before. It is crucial that we have a scheme that if workers are going to be laid off or some are going to be laid off because of reduced demand over a period of time, it's crucial that we have a scheme that protects those workers' earnings, not just for them and their families, but for the wider economy. And we need to learn the lessons from 2008 when we didn't do that. And I think that's something within the scope of Ireland. To be fair, the employers are in agreement with us on that, but that should be done. And the government have said, whilst they're not going to make any decisions today or tomorrow or in the short term on that, they said that they will look at that. And that's something
this is
that's
it.
Important.
I mean, just on that, haven't ministers made it fairly clear over the past 24 hours that special payments for affected workers, that those sort of payments, that they aren't at the top of the government agenda?
Well, again, I don't think we're going to see kind of layoffs or anything like that kind of this week or next week. This is something that's going to happen over a period of time. If demand from those companies to the US market reduces because of tariffs. So there is a bit of time to do this. But it's important we do it. And it's important that we protect workers, households and jobs. I mean, the areas that are most exposed here, Rachel, are high-skilled, value-added jobs in pharma and food and drink. their skills and their jobs we don't want to lose in the Irish economy, not just for the workers who carry out that work, but also for the wider economy. So it's important we do everything there, and we're looking forward to working with the government officials over the next period to outline our ideas in more detail, and I hope that government take that on board. We do have a pay-related unemployment benefit system that was introduced this week, but as I've said to you before, whilst that's welcome, that's not going to be enough for this crisis and this issue.
I was looking at what other European governments have been announcing over the past few hours. Spain has announced a €14 billion package to help companies affected by the impact of the tariffs. Would you like to see something similar here?
Yeah, I mean, Spain have a very good progressive centre-left government. PSOE, Prime Minister Sanchez works very well with trade unions and employers, and they're a very progressive government. Quite frankly, one of the few progressive governments left in Europe, because in the last 5 years we've seen a shift to the right. I never thought there was going to be any big announcements coming out of either the LEAF meeting today or the Trade Forum meeting today, but it's very important to engage, and it's very important government hear what unions as a representative of workers have to say on this. One of the things we need is sectoral task forces. We need sectors that are going to be exposed to this to be agile and to be able to respond. And the best way to do that is to have trade unions and employers working together at a sectoral level. And the point we would make as well, given that we're not too sure precisely the impact on the public finances this may have, but there is uncertainty. Our view would be, and it's very clear, and we made it clear to the government today, there should be no scope for tax cuts. If we are prioritising anything over the next period, it
no cuts at all, even though that would affect many of your members.
Well, it's one thing making a tax cut to maintain earnings when wages go up, but we're talking about other tax cuts. There's no point in robbing Peter to pay Paul. I think what workers want is more services as opposed to, you know, an extra 10, 15 euros in a tax cut a week in their wage packet. The way to improve pay is through collective bargaining. That was an issue on the agenda today. Unions and employers negotiating on productivity and pay in the workplace. We shouldn't narrow our tax base. We've done too much of that. And the notion of giving €500 million to the hospitality industry, our view is that was never sensible. And it's certainly not.
You're talking there about the proposed VAT cut, which they have been looking for a couple of years.
They have been looking for, but there are more people working in that sector today than there were in December 2023 when they started their last lobby on this. It's in the programme for government that government are going to do that. I'm not too sure we changed their mind with what we said today, but I mean, I would rather see that money go to workers who are going to be exposed by these tariffs and what may come down the line, whether it's pharmaceuticals and other issues that could affect workers' jobs and skills. You know, we pride ourselves in Ireland in being a high-skilled, highly educated workforce. We need to maintain that. So it's important we crucially maintain these jobs. And we try and support the FDI that's here, but we also become maybe less exclusively dependent on it. So the economy, when there are shocks in the future, is less vulnerable to future shocks.
All right.
I think that's resilience is important.
Owen Reedy of the ICTU, thank you for joining us on the line. For more now, we can talk to our political coverage editor, Joe McGrailey. Joe, we heard a few minutes ago from the ICTU. They were part of that meeting this morning at government buildings. Several different meetings taking place today. But as we were saying, an awful lot remains unclear.
Yes, indeed, Rachel. And I mean, it is a rapidly changing situation on world markets as we speak. When those meetings got underway this morning and the trade forum, I think, is just about to wrap up, we hadn't heard about the 34% retaliatory tariff from China. So that demonstrates very, very clearly how difficult it is, I suppose, to make decisions in this scenario. Essentially, what those meetings are all about is about bringing government ministers together with unions, with employers, with exporters and with other government agencies to discuss the best response and what is important for Ireland and what needs to be protected in any response from the EU. So the Taoiseach was saying this morning there that The EU has to have a very careful overall response to the United States. He said that it cannot invite more damage on this economy or on other EU economies. And of course, we have a particular concern here for the tech industry, which has been mentioned by Emmanuel Macron, and also our pharma industry that's very important in this country and will probably be subject to some sort of tariffs anyway. And then further protection for the food and drink sector, which has already been hit by that 20%. So the Taoiseach, and that has been made clear to the EU, which is preparing its overall response to the US administration. Micheál Martin was also acknowledging again today, though, that other countries' interests may differ from ours. And so I think you can take it that there's concern here about how ultimately the EU response to the US administration will land for Ireland.
Looking, Joe, at what the government here can do, there will be competing demands. For instance, we heard Eoin Reidy of the ICTU saying that they favour holding off on any further tax cuts, including the promised lower VAT rate for hospitality. Now, that's not going to go down well in some circles.
No, indeed. I suppose the decision on that, of course, will be made by government. And the Taoiseach was asked specifically about those tax changes and the promises and commitments contained in the programme for government today. And what he said simply was, it's far too early to be specific about what might happen. And I think you can take that is in the context of this rapidly changing situation. There is some hope, of course, yet that the Donald Trump may reverse his position on some of these tariffs, especially given some of the damage that's been done to the United States and this prospect of a trade war. So that's something that is, I'm sure, informing the thinking as well. Regarding other proposals from ICTU about reducing the dependence on the FDI sector, what Micheál Martin was saying, it's not a case of either or. He's saying that essentially the FDI sector remains important, but at the same time, they will try and scale up Irish companies too, although that can be difficult. It can be very difficult to scale up Irish companies to the level of multinational, for instance, especially when you come to the life sciences sector.
Joe, thank you very much for that. Joe McGrailey there of our political staff.